News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 68 in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, a Sandy man has been sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for his role in the January 6th riot. KSL News Radio's Claire Scott with details.
29-year-old John Sullivan, political activist and founder of Insurgents USA, was first found guilty of his crimes related to the insurrection back in November. The U.S. Attorney's Office says on January 6th, Sullivan stormed the Capitol while wearing a bulletproof vest, gas mask, and carrying a bullhorn. The office says he filmed himself entering the building through a smashed window and ignored police telling him to leave. Sullivan also filmed protesters trying to break into the House chamber with Congress members still inside. It was outside the House chamber that Sullivan recorded the fatal shooting of rioter Ashley Babbitt. Sullivan was sentenced to 6 years in prison, 3 years of parole, and will have to pay $2,000 in damages. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
When storming the Capitol, Sullivan claimed he was a photojournalist documenting the riot, but as former FBI investigator Greg Rogers told us this afternoon, that's not quite the truth.
If you look at his Insurgents USA, it's more of a almost a militia type issue where they wanted to destroy the government and take it over. It was more of a chaos theory kind of organization than supporting any particular candidate. They just wanted the devolution of the United States government and wanted to take it over themselves.
Roger says Sullivan's sentencing, 6 years, is actually less than other rioters. 25-year-old Book has been given 15 years to life for the murder of U of U football player Aaron Lowe. Lowe was shot outside a house party back in 2021. Book was also sentenced to 3 years to life for attempted murder for shooting a 20-year-old woman who survived outside the same party. Book pleaded guilty to both charges earlier this year. KSL-TV's Dan Rascone was in the courtroom when the sentence was read. We're going to talk with Dan live in just about 10 minutes. Stay with us. At the Chad Daybell trial, witnesses have been testifying about his reaction to the death of his wife, Tammy. They say he didn't seem too bothered. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is in Boise with the latest.
One of Tammy's cousins and her cousin's daughter both testified that they were surprised by Chad's demeanor at Tammy's funeral. They expected him to be much sadder, but say he was saying mean things about Tammy instead of mourning her. And his story about how she died changed based on who he was talking to. This is all new information that hasn't come out in the case before now. Daybell sat with his hands crossed during all this, staring down both witnesses.
Amy Kobabe there. She'll be in the courtroom all this week and we'll bring you complete reports from the trial here on KSL News Radio. A Louisiana man has been arrested on charges that he caused the head-on crash in Spanish Fork Canyon yesterday. 23-year-old Kobe Arsenault faces DUI and marijuana charges after that crash left another driver in critical condition. U.S. 6 was closed for hours yesterday east of Thistle after the crash. Columbia University is handing out suspensions to protesters who refuse to leave the campus. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the protesters appear to have been energized by the university's ultimatum. Several of the student leaders, including Sueda Polat, held a news conference to blast the university for its threats.
Losing access to their housing, losing access to campus, losing access to health care on campus, and losing their right to graduation if they are a graduating student.
Despite the suspensions, the students are staying put. Meantime, pro-Palestine protesters are being arrested in Austin, Texas, the demonstrators clashing with police in riot gear. The 5,000 residents of Sulphur, Oklahoma are surveying the damage from devastating tornadoes. Many of the small town's businesses crumbled. The owner of J&J's Furniture, Kimberly Mensch, is devastated by the loss of her store.
It breaks my heart. And seeing this just makes me think of all of the memories that we had in the store.
Cars and buses were tossed around and roofs were shredded off houses across a 15-block radius. And self-driving semis will soon be hauling freight on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston. Aurora Innovation's self-driving semi is outfitted with 25 laser, radar, and camera sensors. Company says the semis will speed up delivery times because they can run nearly around the clock with no brakes. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Months ago, caucus night was a mess, and now the state GOP convention has left a bitter taste in the mouths of many. One of them, first-time delegate Paul Stout.
The words that kept coming to my mind were inefficiency, frustration, and acrimony.
He tells David Dujanovic the lines to cast votes on Saturday were long, and some people didn't even get to cast their votes.
And the chairman kept getting up and saying, no, we already agreed on this, and we're going to do it this way. And he wanted to have people removed. He wanted to have microphones turned off. It wasn't really happening. And so it was a shouting match at times.
Stout says he arrived before 8 a.m. for the convention. It was supposed to wrap at 5, but kept going till after 11 p.m. KSL News Time 5:36. Now, first look traffic. Let's get you home with Ricky.
We do have a new accident in Utah County, northbound I-15, near Geneva Road in Orem, but everybody out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.
Dear Dan, the laptop.